The Jacksonville City Council's Social Justice Committee is beginning to discuss its first bills that address racial and economic inequities. Councilman Matt Carlucci is proposing a bill that he says would make good on promises made to struggling areas during the city's consolidation in the 1960s. Carlucci is proposing that a third of the city's capital improvement budget go to fixing issues with water, sewer lines, streetlights, and roads within the 1962 city limits, before consolidation made nearly the entire county part of Jacksonville.
There's just so many needs out there that have gone unmet, and I've heard this issue over and over and over for so many years, and I decided if I got elected this time, I was going to do my darndest to do something about it.
Pre-consolidation Jacksonville included portions of the north side and west side, the urban core, and the northern tip of San Marco. The investment goal would last for 5 years, and a report card system would track capital spending. But council members like Michael Boylan, who represents part of Mandarin, fear their districts would suffer.
I'm just trying to give you a perspective of a district council member who feels that they too have not gotten what they promised. That was promised to us.
Despite concerns with the bill, the committee voted 5-2 in support. Sky LeBron, WJCT News 89.9.